What if you received a knock at the door from the government wanting to buy your home to make way for a brand new road or train line? Your home would have to be valued before it was bought by the state government, but is that process of valuation fair? The system used by the state government to acquire homes for big projects such as WestConnex Motorway was called unfair back in 2013. Now it's impacting people living in the path of the NorthConnex, Sydney Metro and CBD Light Rail. So how does the process really work, and are people getting the right prices after being forced to sell up their homes? To find out more, we're joined by Pauline Lockie, member of the WestConnex Action Group. Good morning, Pauline. How are you doing?
Morning, Mitch. I'm very well. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very well. Thank you for asking. So what was your experience with the New South Wales government's acquisition of property for the WestConnex project?
Well, what you were saying, I heard you saying earlier that, you know, when the government comes knocking on the door with a tasty offer for your home, and that is certainly the public perception, and it's certainly what Premier Baird and, in our case, the Roads Minister, Duncan Gay, goes out and says, that we will treat people fairly, we will pay above that market value because nothing else would be fair, given we're forcing people out of their homes. Unfortunately, that is not how we found the process, and being a member of the Action Group, I'm in contact with a lot of the people who are also going through the same process, many of whom are a lot further along than we are with it, because there are hundreds of homes and businesses being acquired for WestConnex alone in New South Wales. Mm-hmm. And what we're finding is that people are routinely being offered hundreds of thousands of dollars below what their properties are worth, and they're having to actually fight for what they're, not to get a huge payout, because that's not what anyone is after, but we're actually having to fight just to get what we're legally entitled to from the government.
So what's the discrepancy here? Is it because of the Sydney housing boom the government can't or is refusing to match those prices?
I'm not sure what it is. I don't think it's a refusal to match. What I actually think is it's happening to so many people that I think they're taking a systematic approach to deliberately undervaluing properties in order to try and save money, knowing that essentially what happens if you're a homeowner affected by this, you've got a set amount of time in which you can negotiate with the government. When that time expires, if you're not happy with the offer they've put on the table in front of you, it goes to the Valuer General for valuation. If you are still unhappy with that valuation that comes back, because the Valuer General is still actually part of the government, then you have to take the government to court to fight them. And as the Sydney Morning Herald reported yesterday, that can cost people up to $100,000 before they actually get any settlement that may come down in their favour. And I think the government knows that, one, a lot of people aren't going to be financially in a position where they can take them on. But more to the point, the government is powerful, it's huge, it has vastly more money than most people it's going to take on in through the legal system. And I think it knows that people find that prospect terrifying, and it's banking on the fact that most people aren't going to be in a position to want to take them on.
Yeah, and this system was called unfair a couple of years ago, 3 years ago now, back in 2013. And there was a whole bunch of recommendations to put in place to make it a bit more of a level playing ground. What were some of those recommendations?
Look, the recommendations that they made were to fix many of the problems that our family and many other families are having to go through right now in terms of making the valuations that the government gives you a lot more transparent. For example, we have no real way of knowing what the government has done, the RMS has done. When I say RMS, I mean the Roads and Maritime Service. Mm-hmm. We have no idea what their valuer has taken into account when he's given us the value on our home, and why he's valued it at so much less than what our independent valuer has done. In fact, in our case, we've had two valuations given to us so far. The first one was apparently taken from the curbside, so he didn't even come into our property. Mm-hmm. And the second one, he basically burled through our house for 5 to 10 minutes and then left. And he didn't even look through most of the rooms. He didn't take measurements of any of the rooms. He didn't assess anything. And even when we've put in a Freedom of Information request about it, they redacted all of the messaging that he sent to the RMS explaining why he'd valued our property the way he had. So as a homeowner, you have no real way of knowing what they've done to assess your property, whereas when you get your own valuation, which we have done and which I would recommend anybody affected by this process should do. We get very, very detailed notes. I think our valuation report is something like 20 pages long. So we know exactly why our valuer has put certain figures on our property. So there's no real transparency around that process. The other really important thing, as I was mentioning earlier, is there are very few points at which we can dispute the government's claim against us without having to go to court and fork out huge amounts of money. And part of what that tribunal recommended was having a lot more meetings with the RMS and a lot more bringing in a system which would allow people to dispute the figure they've given without having to spend up to $100,000 going through the courts in order to get a fairer settlement from the government.
All right, well, I'll leave it there. But Pauline, thanks so much for talking to us on 2SER this morning.
No problem at all. Thank you.
That is Pauline Lockie, member of the WestConnex Action Group, talking to us about the process that happens when the government comes knocking on your door looking to claim your house for a big infrastructure project like a new road or a new rail line or something like that. So there is, as Pauline mentioned, reported in the Sydney Morning Herald yesterday, a whole bunch of recommendations that have not yet been put in place when it comes to this sort of process. So interesting to see what happens as these projects continue to roll out right across the state.